right, ladies and gentlemen, we have Tony Terry, R&B singer. Most of you all know him from 80s, early 90s. He had the biggest hit was With You. And we also have Everlasting Love, Forever Yours.
And he She's Fly, Lovey-Dovey. And She's Fly. And Head Over Heels.
Because everybody forgets those, right?
Yeah, they forget those. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And why do you think they forget those? Because With You is like one of the biggest songs for a wedding and for any love. Valentine's Day, I hear that all day long.
Yeah, you know, I'm not mad, but, you know, With You did kind of come and overshadow. Like, often when I do those songs, people are like, oh, I forgot you did that song, too. Forever Yours, you know, it was a great single. Did really well. But With You came out and just overshadowed everything.
Oh, my God. And who wrote the song? Did you write the song?
I'd like to say I did, but if I was telling the truth, I'd have to say I didn't. My friend Raymond Reeder wrote it in D.C. and he actually wrote With You about a young lady that we both kind of was crushing on at the same time, except I didn't know that he was crushing on her. And I'm assuming he didn't know that I was crushing on her, too. So he wrote the song about her.
Oh, wow. So did he write the song specifically for you or?
No. He wrote the song about her and it was years later because, you know, we were kind of in high school together. So this was actually years later that he played the song for me. And the first time I heard it, I knew right away that it was a song that I wanted to record. But when I asked him who, you know, how the song came to be, because that's a question that I ask.
Yeah.
You know, some people have the ability to just create stuff out of the blue. But you know, some people write out of real life situations. And he's one of those people. So so he was like, do you know this girl, Vivian such and such? And I was like, yeah, I know her. He's like, I wrote it about her. He's like, how you gonna write a song about my girl, man?
So was she really your
she
girl?
Wasn't. No, she wasn't. In my mind, she was, but she made me nervous every time. She made me nervous every time I saw her. Every time I used to call her. This was back in the payphone days. I used to call her and just listen to her say hello.
Payphone, yeah. That's
embarrassing. That was embarrassing.
Well, just ladies and gentlemen, we also have Born to Love You, which is one of your new singles that's out right now.
Yes, we do.
All right. And did you write this one? Because I like this song as well. I love this song.
No, I do write, but no, I didn't. I didn't write this one. Another friend of mine who's here in Atlanta, Al Chauncey, who's an amazing artist in his own right, mm-hmm. actually wrote Born to Love You. And it was kind of a throwaway for him. It wasn't something that he was going to necessarily use. And I heard it and I was like, yo, let me take a stab at it. You know, so I recorded it and didn't really think that it was anything special. Not right away. And probably about 6 months later, I went back to listen to some things that I worked on. And I thought maybe we slept on this. So we put a mix on it. And I called one of my boys who has a distribution company. And I asked him to work the record for me at radio. And he did. And it was the response was great. It was amazing.
Yeah,
it still is. It's still moving up. I mean, because it could very easily be done. And, you know, in terms of its lifespan on radio. But it's still actually moving up. And then we did this, we did a go-go remix that I think added some fuel to the flame. And just, it's a super hot and made it just kind of jump off. It's like one of those records you got
to boogie with. Are we still doing videos?
We are planning on and have been talking about shooting the video for it. Yeah.
Yeah,
we're still doing it.
I love the song. And if you guys have not heard the song Born to Love You, you actually need to go in and download it right now. And get
it's pretty hot. It's a good song. Is. It's one of those songs that kind of is reminiscent of songwriting because it tells, you know, leaves something to the imagination. You know, it's basically, you know, it just says I was born to love you and you know that I'm right. And, you know, whatever that is for somebody who is deeply in love with their partner, you know, is a real thing. And, you know, I think that we struck an emotional nerve with this song that I didn't realize we had actually struck.
Yeah.
I'm glad we struck it.
I'm glad you did too, because like I said, I love it. So when it comes to music, you've been in the game for like, we're not going to tell you your age, but a long very time. Long time.
Very. Why you stress Barry if you wasn't gonna tell my age?
I'm very. So, I'm right there with you. So, but how do you feel about today's music?
I like it, some of it, and then you know I'm not really down with the mumble rap, but you know some of the sounds still got vibe. You know that's what I'm trying to lock into. The sound of today with, you know, with what I do on top of that. You know what I mean? Because musically, things are just different. And that, you know, our music was different even from what our parents was listening to. And I'm sure their music was different from what their parents were listening to. So you expect music to evolve. It has gotten pretty dumb, though. Pretty dumb. And I hope it comes back.
Yeah, soul. We need that soul. We need that Aretha Franklin. We need the Manhattans, you know.
And the Tony Terrys.
We definitely need that with the hat, fade top, you know.
Yeah.
So, with the music being what it is today, what is your favorite type of music? Because I listened to you on your show the other night on Facebook, which is the Tony Terry Tuesdays, and you were killing it, man. I'm telling you.
I like to sing music that I grew up to, you know? So, you know, there's a lot of classics in there that, you know, that you could just sing all day. And because I grew up spending a lot of time singing and listening to, you know, various artists from back in the day, I try to put my spin on, you know, on some of those songs. And sometimes I nail it and sometimes I don't. But, you know, when I let go with the music and just kind of really just go with it, honestly, it usually works out pretty well.
So from Tony Terry, from Everlasting Loves up until now, so you can say that you're actually involved and you're going along with the times?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I'm 120 years older. I mean, you know,
don't blame it on me.
You know, just the experience, you know, life experience, you know, I think that I am a more seasoned singer. Yeah. You know, I've sung a lot over the years. So, you know, I've had to learn how to sing through when I'm sick or something, you know, if I'm hoarse, you know, to deliver the melody in a way that's still effective, but, you know, that still allows me to do what I do within what I am physically able to do. I singing a lot is wear and tear on the voice, and sometimes it just gets tired, and people think that these simple home remedies are quick fixes, but they're not. You just have to rest. And, you know, rest your voice and get hydrated. But if you're working every night, it's kind of hard to do that.
Yeah. And how does it work for some of the new singers that's coming up with their careers? What do they look forward to? I know we had spoke about one time about, you know, you get on the stage when you don't even want to, but this is your job. What would you tell them?
Well, I think that a lot of the singers of today don't really have anything to worry about because they ain't really singing. So there you have that.
Don't make me do that. Don't make me spit out my juice, okay?
What you gonna do with it? You know what I mean? So I don't think that they really have much to worry about. You know, I think the important thing is that they understand the business that they're in. You know, this is a dark, dark business, the music industry. It can be wonderful, but it's also very, very dark on the other side. And you have to make sure that you have, you know, people around you that care about you. That's probably the most important thing that you, especially if you're young and you're a female. You know, Jaguar Wright said a lot of things, but one of the things that she hit the nail on the head with was, you know, young women in the music business and some of the things that they have to do and how they get passed around. And, you know, all because they have the dream and they want to make it. And then they get this close and then they don't make it. They don't get the deal. And then their lives are ruined.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So, you know, you just have to be careful who you hanging out with. And if I was to give advice to a young lady, like Jaguar Wright said, I would not get high, not drink, not be in places that you're by yourself, especially if you're with a whole bunch of dudes in the music business. It can get pretty ugly.
Oh, wow. So you definitely need a great team, a great backup system to go along with you.
I think
and
so.
And it's a shame that most men don't have to. I know men probably still have to worry about it.
No, I mean, no, dude, the guys too, because just like the young girls get passed around, some of them get passed around too.
Well, we take it that you had a good team on you because you.
Oh yeah, and still have one. I still have a great team, and that's kind of what you know helps keep it all going. I can't do any of this by myself. You know, I got my own praying missionary. I mean, she'll pray the hell out of anybody. So I'm covered. In fact, missionary, put your face over here. missionary, come here and put your face on the camera real quick. Let me tell you, this diva right here will pray the hell right on out you.
Oh, okay,
come on here. There she go.
Hey!
See it's that. Yeah. So the devil ain't got no room to get in.
None whatsoever. And that's a good thing. All right, let's talk about more about you. We know about what is she saying?
She laughing at me because it's true. I mean, you know, I call her out at every turn because she really is that. She really is that. She's our spiritual.
But what's her name?
Her name is Tia Tally.
Tia Tally.
AKA missionary tech. Yeah, tie that.
Where is the church then?
Church lady tech.
Hey, did you start your career off in church?
I did. Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Most of everybody singing.
Most singers that sing the way that I do came out of the church house.
Church.
The church house.
That's it. So let's get more into what you're doing now. We know about the new single. Most people don't know that you're actually doing a TV show. And I don't know if it's on hiatus because of the COVID-19, but what's going on with that?
Well, we're about to go back into production. We're going to move it into, we have a townhouse in Midtown Atlanta. So we're going to move this show into, you know, Midtown Atlanta and start and go back into production in probably about a week or so. Week and a half, we'll be back on the air doing In the Zone with Tony Terry, which I'm really excited about.
I know, but what's the name of it?
In the Zone with Tony Terry.
And are you singing the whole time or are you doing it?
No, I'm not singing. I'm not singing at all. It's a music driven show. It's like a radio show. It's a radio show. We were doing a little bit more talk, you know, kind of like Breakfast Club. But I think that when we come back, it's going to be more music driven and we'll be shining the spotlight on up and coming artists, you know, helping people along the way. People that I think that we feel collectively could use the platform that we provide that, you know, could help boost them along the way.
Okay. I know during the years of with your music, you probably ran into a few. Have you ever decided you want to manage somebody and you want to take them to the next level?
I have. There's a couple of people that I'm working with right now that I think that are worthy. But, you know, honestly, all the way up until this point, I've been busy with my own career. You know, it's a full-time job with an artist in his or her career. It's a full-time job, and it's, you know, for a manager, and if you're committed, that is.
Yes.
Managers that manage 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 or more artists, I don't really see how they can effectively navigate one artist's career, because I know that, you know, one artist is a handful if you're doing it right.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So I'm just now getting to the point where I feel like, you know, maybe I might, you know, share some of my knowledge.
And believe me, we know you have a lot of it. So
yeah.
And I've seen you in concert. You work it. So have you kept the same crew over the years? Or you actually changed over?
I don't know. I done fired so many people.
Stop firing people, Tony.
You got to. Sometimes they got to go. Sometimes they
have
to go.
You got the minister over there, so she gonna help you find
it. Yeah, missionary gonna be around for a minute.
Okay. You are so funny. How did Tony Terry Tuesday start out? Because I love it. Everybody, if you have not seen Tony Terry Tuesday, he's on Instagram and he's on, no, not Instagram, he's on Facebook and he's on YouTube.
Now. Right.
Yeah.
It started, you know, right after about a month of being locked in the house. With COVID, with the pandemic, and, you know, this nice, spacious house started shrinking, getting smaller and smaller, and I needed something to do. So I just started doing it for me, really. Just, you know, I knew somebody would tune in, but I didn't realize it would turn into a thing. And I was never really using my fan page for anything. In fact, when I did the first Tony Terry Tuesday, it might have been the first time I had ever even gone live doing it, doing anything like that. And I just happened to start doing it on two. And at first I was calling it Chilling at the House, just like y'all. every week it was called Chilling at the House, just like y'all.
That's fun. Was that the title for real?
That was the title. And then I just started calling it, I realized it was happening on Tuesday, and I just started calling it Tony Terry Tuesday, one Tuesday, and it just kept going from there. But because people started responding in a way that made me understand that it was something bigger than me, mm-hmm. and that I was providing something that was providing comfort and to people in this time of stress, you know, because it's only for, I only do it for an hour. So just like, you know, for an hour, let's not think about any bills. Let's not think about the fact that you ain't got no money. Let's not think about the fact that you're not working. Let's not think about anything. Let's just go on a little musical ride for an hour. And that's that, you know, people were hitting me up and telling me how important it was to them. And I started feeling obligated, you know, to continue to do it. And so I've tried to upgrade the sound, how it sounds, and, you know, how it comes across. And now we have a nice audience, sometimes in the thousands on Tuesdays, checking in. And, I'm grateful for that because it keeps me connected.
Just listening to it on Tuesdays, it's like this man has a natural voice. It's just natural. You know, mm-hmm. there's no auto sound
ain't no auto tune. And this microphone that I have, that you can see part of, it's the same model microphone that I recorded my biggest records on, With You and Everlasting Love. It's called a Neumann U87. It's $3,600. So it sounds like butter, but you know, I can hear my nasal. I mean, it's so sensitive. I can hear breathing. I can hear people outside. So, you know, it's one of those microphones that if you're a singer, if you get a chance to sing on a mic like this, you don't want to sing on anything else. It's just amazing. It's like the crown jewel of any professional studio. If a professional studio doesn't have one of these, then they're not, you might want to check their street cred.
You all heard it here first, right? So you said you got to check it out. So being out in music now, and I know you're doing some things. You said you're gonna, are you gonna record a new CD? Are we doing CDs now? Or streaming live music?
Well, we are still recording projects, but are there physical? Well, people are starting to get back into vinyl. You know, we're printing vinyl back again these days. Actual LPs. And so we'll probably do all of that. You know, different people like their music and different served it to them in different ways. Some people are streaming. Some people are still listening to cassettes in their car. You know, the old school folks, there's a couple of y'all still hanging out there.
Yes, that's true.
You know what I mean? A couple of 8-track players out there too, from back in the day.
No 8-tracks, Tony.
There ain't no 8-tracks.
Who would you love to work with?
Say that again?
So who would you love to work with?
Who would I love to work with?
Like to work with?
I can't say, you know, I that's a hard question to answer. I can't, you know, it's not that I wouldn't like to work with a whole lot of people, but it's kind of hard for me to just call off the, you know, rip.
The name.
You know, because there's some talented younger producers and songwriters and singers that I like. You know, I like Daniel Caesar. I like PJ Morton. I like, it's a whole lot of talented singers that are doing their thing, mm-hmm. that are still, you know, navigating through this mumble rap kind of time now. But, you know, it's a lot of talented people, a lot of talented musicians still making their way through this thing.
Right. Well, I see that a lot of artists are starting to do a lot of streaming, but they're streaming their own music. They're not really going to the record companies anymore. Is that something you're considering doing too?
Streaming on what?
Streaming like Amazon or Spotify?
I have to look into that because, you know, I'm still old school, so I am still looking for a record deal. But I shouldn't. Maybe I shouldn't. You know, maybe I should be trying to hire Amazon and Spotify them.
Yeah, Amazon, Spotify, all the little streaming sites out there. You know, Beyonce did that. She just released a whole
album. I don't pay attention. I would not have known if you didn't tell me that.
Oh, wow.
No shade.
All right, what is it that you can tell your old and new fans? Because I'm pretty sure now you're gaining new fans as well as the old fans like me. I'm the old fan. So what is it that you could tell us that you want us to know about Tony Terry?
Well, you know, I'm still here. I'm still in the game. You know, when I registered again for the Grammy board to be a voting member of the Grammy board, them jokers actually, somebody over there said, we actually thought Tony Terry had passed away. So I thought that was pretty funny. It's like, nah, man, how you gonna think that? Anyway, right. Clearly I'm not. I'm still here. I'm still in the game, still making music. I still love what I do. I'm still grateful that people are listening and interested in what I have. And I'm grateful that radio has embraced this new record in a way that I didn't expect. And I'm happy that is happening.
All right. So we can truly say that your fire is your music.
Yeah.
And this is something that I say at the end of my show every day. I say, find your fire. Be true to who you are. And whatever you do, inspire along the way. What are some of the things that you will constantly tell someone to inspire them?
I tell people to, you know, let their passion be their guide. You know, because some folks are, you know, maybe not as great. You know, you don't have to be an amazing singer in order to have a successful career. You know, but you do have to be genuine.
Yes.
You do have to be genuine. So I tell people, you know, if you believe that you are what you say you are, a singer, a dancer, an actor, and you're convinced that you're good, then let your passion guide you. It's because really, nobody can take away what God has ordained, destined for you to have. If it's yours meant to be, it's going to be yours. And can't nobody get in the way. It just can't happen.
There it is. There it is. That is so true. There is true. And I'm pretty sure Missionary agrees with you back there.
Yeah, Missionary agrees. She over there nodding. I'm her amen.
All right, Tony, you know, once again, I want to thank you, your wife. She's so wonderful. And thank you for doing this, because I know, I just want to say this. For people who don't know, we did this interview before, and I never recorded the interview, and I was devastated. I cried. I'm a grown woman crying, right? Because I felt it was the best interview that I've done. This would be my second star interview. The first one was to Keith Robinson, and I can tell you it was horrible.
Oh.
it was silence horrible. It was me and a bunch of other girls, my radio show I produced called CGF Entertainment, intellectualradio.com. And I'm like, it was horrible. So when I had this interview with you, I'm like, oh my God, this was awesome, you know, and then I didn't record it. Do you know it took me 2 days just to even get in contact with your wife to let her know that? Because I was so embarrassed. And then I wonder if I say this because you have to get up. Everybody, you have to get up and keep it moving.
Yeah.
You have to continue on. You learn from your mistake and you just go on in it. And you told me a story about how you did a recording for 2 weeks, and I know they had to be really hard. And it got, tell everybody about
the
that.
The engineer, yeah, we have been working on this song in the studio and just finished it, and the engineer pressed erase and we hadn't saved it. So it was gone. It never happened.
Yeah. So.
I mean, you know, it hurt like, you know, it hurt like hell.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But what you gonna do? I mean, you know, take the guy out and beat him up. It happened. It happens. So we have to start over from scratch.
All right. Yeah. And that's when you have to just get up, you fall down, you get up.
But we called it a night that night. We let it, you know.
Y'all, you didn't start it.
Oh, no. We did not start at the beginning on that evening. wrapped it up.
But what did your face look like that night when he did
I don't know that I can duplicate what my face might have looked like, but you know, I have a pretty expressive face, so I'm sure it's pretty colorful.
It was very, very colorful. I'm pretty sure because I was colorful as well. Yeah. Listen, Tony, everybody can catch you on Tuesday nights at 2. Are you doing Instagram? I mean, why do I keep saying Instagram? Probably need to be on there. Facebook and
YouTube. Well, I was told that we couldn't do live performances on Facebook anymore. And I moved it over to YouTube, but my audience hasn't really found me yet on YouTube. It's growing. But then I heard, some of my peers, Howard Hewitt and Keith Washington and the like, were still doing their lives on Facebook, and that, they were still hitting it. So I decided to go back to Facebook where my real base is. And so last Tuesday I went back. And so this Tuesday I'll probably have both cameras going for Facebook and for YouTube, because I think Facebook gonna shut me down.
I hope not. I really hope not, because you have a great following over there. When can we see In the Zone with Tony, hear In the Zone with Tony?
Well, as soon as we get the studio put back together, I mean, literally put back together, I mean, the set, I'll start doing announcements for the show, and, it'll be coming soon, very soon. Okay. Betty, Betty soon.
And then just so everybody will know, because Rob will kill me if I don't say it, I met Tony Terry on a platform for networking, CEO networking for women. You are a busy person because you actually host one every other Tuesday.
That's right. That's right. And, but it doesn't require a lot of time. It's just an opportunity for, business people from around the world to get together and network and, meet each other and help each other grow their business. It's just a virtual way to meet people. And it brings the world close. And that's why I like it.
Yes. Yes, definitely. Anything else that we should know?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to do the remix for you. Because you haven't.
Yes, you are.
What we got. That's what's next.
That's what's next. All right, everybody. Tony's running. We're done with the interview. So now I get to sit down with my drink and listen to him sing. I don't have to work anymore.
All right. So
Tony, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. And please thank your lovely wife for facilitating all of this for us.
I will. I'll let her know that you sent your well wishes.
And when I'm in Atlanta, if y'all not busy, because I owe y'all, I will be taking you out to dinner. Now, I don't have
No, I'll take you up on that. I'll take you up on that. We don't have to go too fancy, but I'd like to eat.
Okay, so we all going to go out. My mom lives down there, so she lives in Fairburn,
okay.
Georgia.
So, okay, all right, cool. That's not too far.
Yeah, so we'll go and have something to eat. Or me.
Sounds great to me.
All right
so I'm going to kick this new single. I'm going to do the remix of Born to Love You. And I haven't been singing all day, so we'll see what come out, all right?
Hey, baby, can I talk to you? If I told you I adore you, it would cost me nothing, but it cost me everything. If I could, but my time and patience is enough. There's no price tag on Tony's touch. So I text you love letters and send you one sentence. Count on me to make it better. It's me on you and you on me. Baby, baby, baby. Baby, baby, baby. Baby, 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 I love you. I was born to love you. Oh, yes, I was. And you know that I'm right, that I'm right. I was born to love you. Yeah, when it's raining outside, don't mind the weather, because that's where we find forever. Ooh, let's sip honey, Jack, and electro. What you feel in that loud or that low? It don't matter, cause I already know. Everything that you like, I'm your dream, babe. You're the medicine for my pain. You're the reason that it goes away. Girl, you brighten my day, and I want you to know you're the reason I smile. Baby, 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 I love you. I was born to love you. Oh, yes, I was. And you know that I'm right, that I'm right, that I'm right. I was born to love you. Oh, yes, I was. Oh, yeah. I don't even really care what they're talking about. I still want you. Say what they want to say, but I'm still in love with you. Don't let it pass by. Hey, hey, connection, the moment, baby. You and I, baby, 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 baby. I love you. I was born to love you, to love you, to love you. And you know that I'm right. I was born to love you. I was born to love you.
Y'all, man.
Man, you got me up here sweating. Come on. I'm talking about. Good, Google Booger.